But we did launch, and by we, I mean the Gynecologic Oncology Group, did launch a randomized phase 3 trial in previously untreated patients with advanced ovarian cancer as well as with primary peritoneal cancer. And those patients are randomized to three different regimens. The first regimen is paclitaxel carboplatin together with a placebo. The second regimen is paclitaxel carboplatin with Avastin or bevacizumab administered during the course of chemotherapy. After the first cycle, they don't get Avastin, but the five cycles, they do get Avastin or bevacizumab. That's in an effort to obviate any potential bleeding that may occur while the patient is recovering from surgery. So again, this is a hope that, like any other solid tumors where bevacizumab potentiated the effects of chemotherapy, and then they get maintenance with a placebo. Again, all of this is placebo. Nobody in the trial knows what they're getting. In the third arm, patients get paclitaxel carboplatin, bevacizumab with the chemotherapy, as well as bevacizumab maintenance therapy for 14 months. So it's asking the question, does bevacizumab potentiate the effects of chemotherapy compared to paclitaxel carboplatin? And does it make a difference if you continue the bevacizumab as sort of a maintenance therapy in this disease? So that's a very exciting study. It's well on its way by the GOG, and as far as I know, the gastrointestinal perforations that we're looking at very carefully have not been a major problem in previously untreated patients. So I think that is the key study. There are some concerns that it is a placebo-controlled, so if you're randomized to the placebo arm, you get not only placebo during the chemotherapy, but you have to come back for 14 months of placebo treatment. But it is accruing. I think that study will let us know whether bevacizumab impacts upon survival and progression-free survival when combined with paclitaxel carboplatin.